Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this sixth Sunday of Easter, the second Sunday in May. It's also the Mother's Day that we celebrate, and happy Mother's Day to all mothers and mother-like figures in our lives. God has given us another opportunity to come and gather in His name. He has given us one more day to live in this world, and that is a gift from God to be a blessing here in this world, and let us be thankful for that. God has also given us the opportunity to be part of this body of church, body of Christ, the church, to worship the living God together, and it is because of God's love that we are here together to worship Him. Let us be thankful for that as well. Please turn with me to the announcements in the second page in the bulletin. The regular announcements are listed there. I am not going to go through all of them one by one, but please note those announcements. And then if you have any questions, please let me or anyone in the church know if you have any questions about any of these things. Our yard sale is going to be next Saturday. I wanted to mention that at between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Come and help us out if you have time, a few hours during that day. But we need some volunteers in the morning before 9 o'clock to be here to help things pull out from the storage to the parking lot. So we need some volunteers to come around 8 or 8:30 as much as early you can and come and help us out. The attendance and collections are listed at the bottom of the announcements for your continued participation and prayer. Thank you for all your support for the church and help us, that is helping us to do the work of God in this community and continue to do that. Are there any special announcements or anything that other than listed here? Today is Mother's Day. We have a special service, as you can see in the bulletin. Women will be doing all the leading parts of the service today. So let us honor our mothers and mother-like figures in our lives. We honor all our mothers because of our mother's pain that we are in this world. And that is a sign of what Christ's pain that Christ went through so that we could become the children of God. So the birth by a woman and birth by the Spirit of God is the regeneration that God gave us in this world, that we remember and honor our mothers. And there are mother-like figures who could not be mothers, but they have been mothers to us in various ways. So let us be thankful for their love and care toward us and their honor this day and remember them today. If there are no other announcements, the opening hymn is hymn number 328. If you are able, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Please stand if you are able.
Just a moment, please. What is a song? It is simply words with a melody. What is a hymn? It's words that have a special meaning. And all of the song selections today are intertwined and interrelated with messages. We are going to start with Surely the Presence. We will then go into Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And then, as he mentioned, Something Special for the Mother's Blessed Assurance. And then we're going into He Touched Me. And as I chose that song, I had a memory from many years ago. It was a favorite song of Jack. So we're going to be doing that for Jack today. And then after He Has Touched Us, Gail and Carol will do a special entitled Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And then in summary of all of these songs, the invitation hymn will be I Surrender All. And then a short chorus after, May the Road Rise to Meet You. And I encourage everyone, whether you read, say, or sing these hymns, that you look for the message and discern that message that each one says to you.
And we'll begin this Surely the Presence with Carol and myself playing the flute, and Carol will ask you to join on the next part.
Stand if you can.
With us every day, and we thank you for the gift of life. On this Mother's Day, we especially thank you for all the women in our lives who have been mothers to us and the role they played in who we are today. We are so very grateful. We thank you for the ability to gather here in this place to worship you and for the technology to gather online. Our goal is to praise you and worship you with our whole hearts. We pray that your Holy Spirit moves through our church this morning and for a special anointing for Gail and our pastor to bring us your word and your message that may touch each of our hearts in a special way today. We praise you, we thank you, and we love you. We pray this prayer in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
For the responsive reading,
Excuse me,
let's greet each other. That's even better.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning,
Jean.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck and Vicky. Good morning, Bob and Kathy. Good morning. Thank you all for joining. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, anyone who is able to stand this time, please stand and sing page 474. Precious Lord, check my hand.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day. We are going to see how many moms we have and which of our moms is the oldest, and that's a celebration. We don't want people to think, well, gosh, I'm the oldest. That's not the case. You're the oldest. You're celebrated because you have been on this earth the longest. So, do we have any mothers in their 20s? 30s? How many?
Two.
40s?
Three.
How many?
Children?
Yeah.
Three.
No. Three kids. Okay. Lisa?
Two.
Two? What's that in? That was 40s. Okay, 50s? How many kids?
Two
kids.
One
60s? 60s? Penny?
Mm-hmm. Three kids.
Three kids and?
And a grandchild.
And a grandchild.
Grandson.
And I have two kids, two grandchildren, and one that just hit the floor. 70s. Margaret?
Three boys and six grandkids and one grandson on the way.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Lou, Miss Lou?
One son, I'm 76.
One son?
Yes, and I'm 76.
All right. 76. We got a 76. Do we have any 80s? Linda?
One child and two grandchildren.
One child, two grandchildren. Miss Jean?
Two children and two grandchildren.
All right. And no 90s, right? No 90s. Thank you so much. Congratulations to everybody here who has a child or grandchildren. And happy Mother's Day to each of you. And Abigail gave out roses. And we love each and every one of you. And we hope you have an awesome day.
Carol didn't stand up, but she has two and five grandkids.
Oh, Carol. She's a hide. Okay. All right. You want to announce the next? Oh, we did Precious Lord already?
Yeah. Responsive
okay.
Reading.
The responsive reading. We have the responsive reading. Margaret's going to do that for us.
Okay.
And if you give me just a second, okay. I'll pop it up on the screen.
It's hard to run three or four things at one time, so just bear with me.
You're spectacular.
Okay. For God alone, my soul waits in silence.
For my hope is from God, who alone is my rock and my salvation. My fortress, I shall not be shaken.
On God's rest, my deliverance and my honor, my mighty rock, my refuge is God.
Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before God, who is a refuge for us.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So now all the women can sit. And all the men who are standing, please come forward.
If you're able. Stay at your chair, please.
Come. And line up here. You are going to like tribute to the women.
You have copies?
Prayer time this morning.
Is there any, we've got a prayer list. Is there any call out prayers or special prayers this morning?
I'd like to lift up my husband, Rich. He's got several medical issues going on.
Anyone else?
Let's just think about all the mothers who's not here.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's almost like that candle not lighting for a reason.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's all. Now let us get our minds in order. Shut out the outside world. As we go before the throne of God this morning, and just concentrate for a few minutes on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace this morning. Lord, we thank you for touching us with your finger of love and woke us up and started us on another day's journey. And Heavenly Father, you gave us the desire and you gave us the will. And you gave us the time and the opportunity. And we just thank you to come into your house one more time to worship and to praise you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the mothers that are here and those that are not here. As we gather this day to celebrate and to worship. First of all, Lord, we just say thank you. Together we celebrate mothers here on this earth. But Lord God, we come most of all celebrating for the most important mother that had ever lived, and that was Mother, your son Jesus' mother, Mary. As we come and celebrate her today, Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would see our prayers and our worship, and Lord, don't let our worship be in vain. Heavenly Father, we pray for all of those that are on our prayer list. We pray especially for our member, Eddie, Lord, as we ask you to touch him with your mighty hands of healing, Lord. If that is your will, Lord, we ask that your will be done in his life. Lord, I come lifting up Martha's husband, Rich. Lord, we don't know what her medical problem is, but we know, Lord, you got more medicine in the hem of your garment than in all the world. And we know, Heavenly Father, that you got a healing hand, and Heavenly Father, I ask you this morning to just touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And Lord God, I thank you for everyone that are here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for all the mothers that have labored on this earth and left behind their legacy with the children, to all those that are going on this morning, Lord. Don't let us not forget the legacy that they have left behind. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give us the strength, Lord, to endure this day. We pray, Heavenly Father, for our country, Lord. We pray for this nation. We pray for the leaders in Washington. We pray for our leaders in Georgia. We pray for our leaders all over this country. And Heavenly Father, we also don't let us forget how things are well with us today. But don't let us forget how those others are suffering, Lord, as we lift up and bring before you the people in India. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would have mercy upon them, Lord. We ask you would just touch in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that we know that you said that if your people that are called by your name, that would change from their wicked ways and seek your face, that Lord, you would heal the land. And we know, Lord, that the only way this land is going to get healed is through by you. And so we ask you to just touch, Lord, and just have your way and have mercy and grace upon us, Lord. And we thank you for this grace. We thank you for the grace that you give us daily as we travel back and forth over the Daniels Highway. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those that are sick in the hospital. We pray that you would just touch in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, that those that have problems in their finances, Lord, we pray that you would just continue to bless, Lord. We know that you said that a count of 1,000 heals is yours. And Heavenly Father, you said we have not because we ask not. And we ask now blessings upon your people, Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings upon this church. We bless your blessings upon all the members of this church and all the church doors that are opening your name this morning, Heavenly Father. We just ask you to just bless in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, as we go and repeat the prayer that you taught us how to pray, Let us all join in and our Father,
who art
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Following that prayer, there could not be a better song than He Touched Me. And it's amazing how when songs are chosen not knowing what they're going to follow or come in front of, so I think God chooses them. So please join us in singing 367, He Touched Me.
You can remain seated.
That's not what prayer is about. It's not about lots of words that you memorize, and it just wasn't right for me. Now, a lot of people it works for, but it wasn't for me because I wouldn't have my heart in it like I should have. So I didn't do that. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Do you join me in this prayer today? Father God, I come to you today with a meek heart, because the longer I serve you, the more I understand how awesome you are. And Father, I just want to pray this morning for all of the churches that are meeting on this special day, that hearts will be moved, that they will feel your presence in their life. And to do that, they have to totally surrender that life to you, Lord. That's hard for us humans, and you know that. But help us to do that, because it's the only way we'll grow in our faith, if we can just get the I out of me and look at the you, which is the only thing that matters. Father, please help those that are suffering today with any kind of illness or anything in their life that they're struggling with. Just give them a little hope and tell them that if they turn it over to you, that you'll make it all right. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you so much for your love. In Jesus' name I pray.
This time, Carol and Gail are going to do just a closer walk with thee, and it's going to be a little different rendition than probably you've heard.
Oh,
Today is Luke 1, 26 through 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
No giggling. That's not funny, y'all. I'm too short to see over the computer, so I have to stand on a stool. Good morning.
Good morning.
When the pastor asked if any of us would like to speak on Mother's Day, I heard a big yes. And then I realized, oh my God, that came out of my mouth. What am I thinking? And I said, "Lord, you got your hands full today with me. So, y'all keep in your hearts, keep your hearts open that I'll get through this." Let's see. I'm prepared. Here we go. The only thing I could think of to talk about on Mother's Day was, of course, being a mother. And I thought, that can get really complicated for me. So I thought, what could be any simpler than to talk about my mom and what she has done for me. There's not really a lot that I can explain to you about my mom, but I can show a picture of her. My mom had the most awesome smile. She always had that smile. It didn't matter what trials or tribulations she had in her life. She had that smile. And I'm so thankful that God gave me her to be my mom. Okay, Kyle, you have to move that back off of there, or I won't be able to get through this. There were many times when Mom was could have been just depressed and withdrawn from life's troubles that come along, but she never was. She always showed us that even the worst times in life, you can always see something good out of it. I remember in March of 1973, I was in my early teens, and a major event had happened in our family. It was very stressful. Even for me, as a young woman, the day we had heard this news was just devastating. And I was very troubled by it. We all went to bed that night, and the next morning, I woke up, and my mom was in the kitchen singing "This Little Light of Mine." And I remember getting angry at her. And I got up out of bed, and I went and asked her, I said, "Why are you singing? Why are you singing that happy little song when all of this stuff is going on in our family?" And she said, "Well, honey, it's real simple." She said, "God's got us, so I know that we'll be able to get through this." And I said, "How can you even think that our lives will get any better just by hoping that somebody that you can't see or you can't touch is going to make our life better?" And she sat me down and she read Luke 1 scripture to me at the kitchen table. And she said, "How do you think that this young lady who wasn't anybody special, just an ordinary woman, felt when an angel appeared to her out of the sky?" She said, "That's not something that just normally happens." She said, "How do you think she felt when an angel told her, 'Hello, chosen one, we're going to make you the mother of the Son of God'?" And Mom said, "What do you feel that she could have felt in her heart?" And I said, "Well, if I was her, I would be horrified." And Mom said, "You know, she didn't question that angel. She didn't tell him, 'No, that's not going to happen. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm not doing that.' What she did was said, 'Well, how can I do that since I'm still a virgin?' And the angel explained to her, 'The Holy Spirit's going to come down and you're going to be given the gift of a child.'" And it took me a really long time to understand how someone could have that kind of faith just blind faith that it's going to be okay and that it's going to happen. Instead of arguing and dismissing what this angel is telling Mary, Mary's like, okay, here I am. I'm a servant of God. And if this is what you want, that's what will happen. And I'm there with you. So Mary's faith, and not only did the angel tell her that, but the angel said, well, and you know your cousin, who's been told for years and years that she can't have a child, is 6 months pregnant. So if God can do that, he can certainly do this. So, knowing the kind of faith that Mary had to have to go through that birth of a child, and it wasn't an easy birth, we all know that, then to deal with the things that happen in a normal child's life, and then to have to see that child die on a cross. What kind of faith must she have had? And my mom said, so don't you think that I can have just a little faith when something is presented to me that isn't even close to what she had to endure? That I can believe in my God enough to know that it's going to be okay. Well, what could I say? But okay. I got it. I understand it. It took me a long time to really understand it. It took me growing up, having children of my own, and live through troubles and trials to understand that faith. But I understand it now. And it was a simple but a profound message in my life from my mother. And I'm very thankful every day. Every day. We went to church. I went to church my whole life. Mom always read her Bible. I never really can remember where she pushed religion on me. She never really did that. It was more, she showed me by example what faith was, what love was, what being a child of God was. And I learned that little by little, fighting the whole way, usually. But I learned it. And I hope and pray in my heart that my leading my children through the years by example has taught them the same thing. And I want my grandbabies the same way. And I think that we're going in that direction. Those kids have been in this church since the day they were born. And this family has raised those children, all of you. Everything you do, you lead by example. And you're not just doing it for what's in your heart. You may not know, but it's spreading. My kids see it. My grandkids see it. Everybody else's does too. The faith that we're putting out in the world all started for me with my mother. Which started with hers, back to Mother Mary. So we should always thank Mother Mary for having the faith that she had to get our lives where they are today and trusting in God. My mom passed away on January 18th, 2008. And I miss her very, very much. But I am so grateful for what she has given me. And I hope what I have shared with someone in your life, something that will be with me forever, is my faith in God. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you.
Amen.
I know Mother's Day can be a celebration at the same time. Some of us, it may be a sad day for us too, because we miss our moms. And each of us has only one mom. And I remember a story, I don't know if I told you, a six-year-old boy was separated from his mother in a supermarket. And he began to call out, "Sally, Sally, Sally," her name. And then finally the mother heard it and came running to him quickly. And and she told her, "Honey, you should not call me Sally. I am your mother." And the boy said, "Yes, I know. But this store is full of mothers." The world is full of mothers. But each of us has only one mother. And that mother is so precious to us. Through the pains of a mother's birth, our life is born. And that is the uniqueness of Mother's Day. My mother is still living. She is 91 now. Hard of hearing and hard of seeing, and she has lost some of her memories. But she is still so adorable to me. And when I look back the years of my development, everything goes back to my mother. And each of us has that story. And that brings us all back to Jesus' mother, where Gail shared us with today. The pain of one woman has caused the birth of the Savior in this world. It was that willingness to accept that pain of her life, to receive the Savior into this world, is because of a mother's acceptance of God's willingness in her life. She could have said no. But that's not what mothers do, right? They never say no. They're always there for us, to give us whatever we need to care for us. And the Bible says, God is a mother to us. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, we read, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." And the prophet continues to say that God carries us as a mother carries a child in her womb. So those of you who probably didn't have that experience of that loving mother maybe in your life, there is a God who loves you like a mother, who carries you in his arms like a mom carries a child in her arms. A God who is there for you like a mother always there for her children. So let us honor our mothers today. At the same time, let us be thankful to God for all the mothers. And there are figures like mothers who didn't have children maybe, but they have been mother to many, many, many. And let us be thankful for that as well. As we go from this place, may the grace of God fill us in our hearts with that memories of our mothers and be a good mother to this world, wherever we are placed. So as we depart, what is next?
I surrender all, page 354.
Adore you.
freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender humbly at His feet. Worldly pleasures are forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. Surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. Make me Savior, Holy God. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing follow me. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Now receive this benediction. After the benediction, please remain standing for the closing hymn, May the Road Rise to Meet You. So receive this benediction. May we have the simple faith of those courageous women and mothers who always have done God's will. As they said, let it be as your will, God. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of God's Spirit to give ourselves to others. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.